Welcome this evening. We are glad you're here to our March Ladies Night. We're continuing our road of biblical womanhood. If you've never been to one of our Ladies Nights, thanks for being here. We're talking about what does it mean to be God's woman? What does that look like? And so, you know, I think I'll just pray before we get going, all right? Let's do that. Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight. Thank you for every woman that's here, for the truth you want to share. Lord, I pray that tonight would bring practicals into the lives of each woman here. One takeaway, just one thing that they can go home and say, I'm going to work on this. Lord, that we'd honor you with how we live in relationship with one another, that we'd be women that long to do it the way you want us to. You'd equip us and help us to obey what you teach us tonight. Lord, we ask for these things in your son's name. Amen. So when the official name for the night is Biblical Conflict Resolution, and it was originally going to be living in right relationship with each other. I'd come up with that, and I'm like, what does that mean again? I said to Krista, what was I going to talk about again? Because I was like, right relationship. Okay, then what does wrong relationship or not right relationship is? Because I thought, okay, relationship within the church, it gives us all these endless opportunities. You know, you help people, you take them a meal, you ask them about their quiet times, you shoulder their loads, you encourage them. It's kind of a lot of warm fuzzies, right? You go, oh, this feels really good to be in these relationships. But relationships in this community means you're going to sin against other people, and they're going to sin against you. You're going to be hurt. And then sometimes you need to have hard conversations about how you feel and how somebody made you feel. And I'm like, oh, that's not warm fuzzy. That's kind of the cold prickly. You go, oh, I don't know if I want to engage with that. And we're going to talk about that tonight, okay? So what I want to make sure that we're on the same page of what I'm talking about with biblical correction, with talking to somebody, this doesn't mean that you're lecturing somebody. It's not an opportunity for you to unload on somebody. It's not you kind of suddenly inspecting all your relationships, looking for something to pounce on, like, oh, I'm going to get on this, I'm going to get on that. This is you going to someone in love in order to restore unity because of words or actions that have been hurtful. Sometimes it's actually sin, and it needs to be dealt with in a God-honoring way. And by the way, I think Krista said handouts are out there. There's a lot of verses that I'm going to share tonight, but they're going to be just on your handout, along with some practicals of words that, hey, this might be helpful for you, and some resources, okay? And I think the other side of it, you can just take notes. I think sometimes we can struggle with doing this, talking to someone, because we see it as unloving. We go, I don't really want to do that. I mean, who wants to have a potentially hard conversation? You go, oh, I don't want to do that, which is, da-da-da, there's the name of my talk, here's my... John Piper said, the reason we're so hesitant to give and receive correction is that we forget it is an act of love. I thought that is so true. Proverbs 29:25 says, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. So there's really no way to avoid this topic in your life, okay? It's easy to go, well, I don't really want to do it. I don't feel like doing it. I don't think I need to do it. Maybe somebody else will do it, right? But the thing is, and what I want to talk about tonight, God wants you to do this. He wants you to live at peace with the people in your life, and sometimes that means a hard conversation. So if there's no other verse I talk about tonight that you remember, this is it. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with all people, okay? So this is going to be a talk geared to as far as it depends on you. Very practical, okay? So as you're sitting here thinking, well, I don't want to have to talk to someone, what's your fear? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? What's going through your mind right now? Do you think the relationship will be worse than it is right now? Do you think the person you're thinking of is going to go, oh, she's just being overly sensitive, right? Maybe you think something's going to blow up. The relationship will be over if you open your mouth. Because we think things like that, don't we? I mean, I've thought of them before. But being fearful about what might happen isn't going to solve the issue. But you're thinking, oh, I probably should talk to this person about that. It's not going to just go away. It usually doesn't just go away. And speaking the truth in love restores relationships, okay? A secure relationship that we have with each other comes from knowing that you're going to keep short accounts, that you're going to talk to each other. And you should not let your friends sit in fear and wonder, is she mad at me? I don't know. Did I do something wrong? I'm not sure. Because biblical correction makes for secure relationships, all right? You know, in my life, I talk a lot, and with talking a lot, you sin, you say things you shouldn't, but I'm always trying to keep track of what's coming out of my mouth, okay? And if I sense later, oh, I shouldn't have said that, or I wonder if I should have said that, I try to keep short accounts, and then I'll talk to somebody. And I've told a lot of you guys this, that you never have to wonder if Mary Young is mad at you, or she's offended by something you said, or if she's hurt by something. I will have told you already. Probably by the time you're wondering it, I will have talked to you about it. So there's my disclaimer for everybody in the room, okay? I will come to you and talk to you if I'm hurt or if I'm offended or if I have a question about something. Otherwise, we're good, okay? So unless I come to you, we're good, all right? And that makes for secure relationships because then you go, oh, no, she said she'd come to me, so things must be good, even if you wonder, all right? Okay. When we don't address sin, we can actually begin to sin ourselves. Things can get stuck in our hearts, and then Satan gets a foothold. And when you don't address it, then your wrong thinking starts growing, doesn't it? And yes, there's times you do need to overlook an offense where you go, okay, some times of the month, we all know we're more sensitive than others. That's just the reality of it. And you need to know that about yourself, okay? Proverbs 17:9 says, he who overlooks an offense promotes love. Sometimes that's the right thing to do. You just need to overlook it. Sometimes we need to be having a willing to have an honest conversation with our sisters, though, if we can't overlook it. And we're not to be mean. We're not going to be harsh. We're not trying to prove a point. We're to do it in love, okay? And the list of reasons why you should talk to someone might be slightly different for each of us. Some women are very thick-skinned. Nothing really bothers them. Other women are very easily offended. And like I said, some things can be overlooked, especially if you can account for it. You go, oh, I know why she said that. I'm not going to worry about it. Especially if there's not like actual sin involved with what's bothering you, okay? But some things aren't supposed to be overlooked at all. And there's certain things we just need to all be willing to talk to somebody about. So given those dynamics, I was trying to think, what are some scenarios that I would talk to someone? What could we talk about tonight that would resonate with the majority of you, okay? These are not all of them, obviously. We never could cover all of that. But I thought they're general enough they'd be helpful, okay? And I want to give the disclaimer, this is not the definitive talk on the subject, okay? I just want to give you some practical tools on how to engage with this, all right? So if you leave tonight knowing one thing more than you did when you came, woohoo! That's what I'm hoping. That's my prayer, okay? So here are four scenarios I would talk to somebody about if the conversation had gossip in it or someone is saying or not believing the best about somebody else, okay? If I felt like I'd offended someone in some way, like I'm checking to be sure, like, oh, I don't know, maybe, or no, I'm pretty sure I know that came out wrong. If someone's child had done something that I knew they'd want to know about. If someone said or did something to me that I couldn't overlook or forget, and it was then affecting my relationship with them. So as I was pondering that, I thought, okay, what's the best way to kind of communicate this? Because you can hear it, and you go, yeah. But what I hear women say to me more often than not is, well, I wouldn't even know what to say. Mary, I'll talk to her, but I wouldn't even know what I'm supposed to say, right? What if I talked to her and she got upset? What if things didn't go the way I wanted them to, right? So my rather practical and I think brilliant idea was we're going to do some role playing, all right? Someone was like, you're not calling on people, are you? No, I'm not calling on people. I want you to see what this could potentially look like, okay? So there's exceptions to everything you're going to see tonight because some things just don't go away the way you script it, the way you plan it, the way you want it to. But my hope is that you'll go, I can do that. I can take a little bit of what I heard that, I can say that, and now I can go have this conversation with someone that I really need to have. Remember, the question isn't whether you want to do this. The question is, what does Jesus want you to do? At what point do I need to go talk to someone? You need to remember a few things. You need to see this as a loving thing done humbly. You are trying to help and restore the relationship. Like there's a bigger picture here than what's like bugging you on this level. It's the big picture. The Lord wants unity. He wants peace in his family. He wants us to be that with each other, and he doesn't call us to what's easy. He calls us to what's right, okay? And living in right relationship is what he's called us to do. So, in order to role play, I've asked the lovely Andrea Pellegrin. Okay, so she's going to be my person in this. Okay, but here's my disclaimers. I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget. One, we didn't even try to memorize this because there were too many things we wanted to make sure we included, and then when you're trying to memorize it, you forget it, and you're like, oh, that's the very point I was trying to say. So just pretend we memorized it, okay? We tried to work through some of the different responses you might get when you're having conversations, all right? Again, you can't plan for everything, but if you have some basic guidelines in place, you can move forward confidently, all right? Some of the scenarios aren't going to be exactly what you'll have happen, but there's principles that are the same, okay? Tips you can remember. We included a number of helpful phrases to go, okay, how do I get the ball rolling on that? And then, so some of the conversations are longer than they might need to be, but it's to include extras for you, okay? Couching it in love. And like I said, we didn't try to memorize it. So here's, remember to, you need to be humble. I can't say that enough. Pick the right time to have the conversation. Almost always this needs to be in private. Be kind and loving, and share truth when you can. It's always good to share truth, why you're coming to them in the middle of the conversation, but you don't want to just say nothing but verses, because then they're like, I still don't get what I did wrong. You know, you want to be able to communicate it, okay? So we're going to sit down for part of this. All right. And this is going to be fun, ladies. I'm hoping you're going to remember this, so. Okay. So I'm going to explain what we're going to do, what the, like, set it up for you, and then we'll talk back and forth, and then when I turn to you, it's obviously this is probably going to be self-explanatory, but I'll turn to you to tell you what I need you to know, okay? All right. Can everybody see okay? Okay. All right. So this first scenario is me talking to someone about a conversation. If it had gossip in it, or if somebody was saying something, not believing the best about somebody else, okay? So I have two options. Here we go. I can get back with her later, like after I've thought about it, or I could call her on it right then. So we're going to do both of these, all right? Okay. We had fun practicing. I'm like, Andrea's got a little attitude. All right. Okay. So we're just chatting about our small group, okay? Hey, you'd kind of ask how my marriage small group is going. You know, overall, I'd say it was pretty good, but we have this one couple who are really struggling, and we're trying to figure out the best way to help them. You know, people's pain is so real, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's so sad. You know, there are some people in our small group, you know, the Smiths, John and Debbie. Well, she just was confiding in me the other day about this huge blowout. The blowout fight that they had, and he came home really late, and she wasn't sure if he'd been drinking or not, and it did not end well again. And I know they're really struggling, but they don't really know where to get help.
Okay, so after this conversation, I'm burdened now because I know some things, so I decided to follow up with her, okay? So when you call to set up that meeting, it could be something as easy as like, hey, you know, I had something I wanted to run by you and get your thoughts on. I wondered if you might have a little time in the next few days for us to meet up, okay? So it doesn't have to be a big, heavy thing. You're not going to say everything. Just head up with that. But I'm going to give you another option. My friend Kathleen, the one we do the podcast with, I've known her for years and years and years. She said, okay, Mary, I don't ever want you to call and reprove me. She said, I just think that would be really hard to hear you say something I didn't want to hear. She said, but I want to be a godly woman, and I want to hear what you have to say. So she said, let's do this. When you call me, just say, Kathleen, your number's up. And then I'll know immediately that you're going to reprove me. She said, just like rip the Band-Aid off right then, okay? So that's another option. You call her up and your friend, hey, your number's up. And then they'll know immediately why you're calling, okay? Just an idea, all right. Okay, so I've called now to set up to talk to Andrea about her spilling the tea on the Smiths, okay? Hey, Andrea, I wanted to follow up on that conversation that we had the other day when you were sharing about the Smiths in your small group. I know we were talking in general about some marriage struggles in mine, but since we've talked, I can't stop thinking about them because now I know some things about them that I really shouldn't know, like the huge fight you told me about, and I'm pretty sure they wouldn't want you telling others about that. So, Andrea, this is really hard for me to say, but I believe that what you shared with me was gossip. And believe me, I know how easy this is to do, to talk too much, to say the wrong thing. I've done it myself. But I knew if I didn't mention this to you, Satan was going to get a foothold, and I don't want that to happen because I love you and I want to work through this. So you may not have thought much about what you said, but the Bible says a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough, and there's just kind of this yuck that's sitting there now. So I feel like I shouldn't have heard anything you shared. Does that make sense?
You know, you're absolutely right, and I'm so glad you mentioned this. I never should have shared those things. I think I've just been burdened for them lately, and out it all came. I will really work on keeping my mouth shut. Will you please forgive me for that?
Oh, of course I forgive you, and I'm glad we could talk about it, because I know your heart's to help them, so maybe we should direct them to one of the pastors where they could get the help they need.
Okay?
So that's the positive response. She could also respond negatively. I'm just going to repeat the end of what I said, okay? So just like the Bible says, a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough, a few words can really work their way into our hearts, and there's that kind of yuck. Does that make sense?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but that isn't how I meant it at all. I just wanted you to know other people were struggling and they could use prayer. I don't think that's gossip.
Well, you may not have meant it as gossip, but I didn't really need to know their names, like specifically, did I? I mean, there's a saying that goes, if you're not part of the problem or part of the solution, you really shouldn't be part of the conversation. So if you use that filter, I think it would help you not say the wrong thing to the wrong person. I love you, and I'm really just trying to help.
Okay, I see what you're saying, and I'll try to remember that.
Okay, so there's not always a neat and tidy resolution to your conversation, but loving seeds have been planted. You can't force somebody to confess something or come to the point you necessarily want them to, but you go, okay, I said what I needed to say, and then God can use that in their life, okay? So in this scenario of this had gossip in it, we're going to look at one then where I'm going to call her on it right when she says it. This involves some comments she makes about a pastor, and I'm including that because it's just really important that we are careful in how we speak about our pastors, okay? So we're just chatting at ladies' night, okay? Yeah.
I said hello to Pastor Bill yesterday, and he didn't say hi back. He walked right by me and wasn't friendly at all, and I know he saw me, and I don't know why he's mad at me. I have come to this church for 17 years.
I used Bill's name so I didn't throw any of the other guys under the bus. That old Bill. Well, you know, Andrea, you're not the first person to think one of the pastors intentionally didn't say hello to you, but that is not believing the best about any of them. And the fact is, at the weekend services, all of our pastors are trying to meet the needs of countless people. They're looking to greet visitors and new people. And man, if they're teaching on that weekend, they are really preoccupied. So no matter what it appears like, they are not ignoring you. They're not being unfriendly. He's not even mad at you. If you want to connect with one of them, why don't you reach out to them during the week? I mean, trust me, not one of them would intentionally blow you off. You need to believe the best about them.
You're right, of course. I can see what you mean. Thanks for helping me see that. Will you forgive me for saying that to you?
Of course I forgive you. Or she could not receive it well. I'll end at the end of my talk. So trust me, not one of them would intentionally blow you off. You need to believe the best about them.
I'm sure he saw me and just walked on by, ignoring me.
Well, Andrea, you need to ask him specifically about it and not talk to other people, okay? Okay. All right. Okay? Don't ever cross me about my husband, or I will take you down, okay? All right. I know you would never do that, but, oh, okay. Okay. I'll calm myself. No, you go right ahead. I'll respond in the spirit. Okay. So, Here we go. The second scenario, Brady, who's not back there? Okay. Well, the second reason, this is fine, it's just me reiterating that. The second reason I'd talk to someone would be if I felt like I'd offended them in some way, like just a general, oh, I wonder if I need to. Like, this would be based on me thinking their behavior was somehow different from normal. You know, women can read a lot into a text or an email, they take it the wrong way, and then you kind of go, oh, well, they're acting different, you know? So overall, this scenario is my friend Andrea seems cool. Now remember, some of your friends are naturally like this, but you can usually tell when your friends are off, right? They're just not themselves. So this interaction could be as simple as a text or phone call, like if you're not sure when you're going to see them again, okay? So we're going to call, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to pretend we're on the phone, okay? Okay, ring, ring, ring. Okay, ready? Okay. Hey, I just wanted to check in with you and make sure everything was okay. I kind of felt like the last time we talked, you seemed a little not like yourself, and I wondered if I'd said or done something that could have offended you or hurt you. Man, if I did, I want to make sure I got it right.
Oh, we're totally good. I really appreciate you checking. My mind was on some other things the other day, and I just wasn't locking in with what you were saying.
Oh, thanks for letting me know that. You know, the Bible says a good understanding wins favor, and I wanted to make sure we had that. Or Andrea has a different response, okay? Hey, Andrea, I felt like the last time we talked, you seemed a little not like yourself, and I wondered if I'd said or done something that could have offended you or hurt you, and if I did, I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Well, now that you mention it, I've been struggling with a conversation we had earlier in the week, and I was trying to figure out how to talk to you about it. It really has been bothering me, so I guess this is the perfect time for us to talk.
Oh, I'm so glad I asked you. Please, tell me all about it. Okay. All right. So this next scenario is one where you feel like I've offended somebody, and I'm pretty sure I know what I did, okay? I'm not just guessing. And this is, again, Romans 12:18. As far as possible, as much as it depends on you, to live at peace. So you want to make the overture, all right? So, oh, we're in person now.
Yes.
Off the phone, now we're in person. Hey, I wanted to make sure what I said to you the other day didn't come across the wrong way, and it may have been hurtful. Remember, we were talking about things we struggle with, and then I made that comment about being lazy, and man, I realized later, you may have thought I was calling you lazy, and I wasn't. I was calling me lazy, right? But I wanted to make sure you understood that and kept short accounts.
Okay. Well, that's actually exactly how I took it, and it was very hurtful, but it's no big deal. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for telling me. It's feel awful, because that's not how I meant it at all. But I could see where you took it that way, and I know that hurts you. But you know, it's not okay that you were hurt, and I did worry about it. And I'm glad I asked, because I'd hate to have you think I thought you were lazy, right? So first of all, please promise me you'll come to me in the future if I say or do anything that's hurtful again, okay? Because our friendship matters to me, and I'm inviting you. I'm asking you to be honest with me, okay? And would you please forgive me for what I said?
Yes, of course, I forgive you. Okay. And yes, I'll try to come to you in the future.
Okay. Or Andrea could have a different response, okay? So I made that comment about being lazy, and I realized later it could have come across the wrong way. I was not talking about you, I was talking about me, but I wanted to make sure you knew that.
I did not take it that way at all, so it must not have bothered me. But thanks for mentioning it.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad to hear that. I would never want to hurt you, but if I had, I would want to get it right. So let's keep short accounts, and then you tell me if I cross the line, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. So the reminder, you need to get to know your friends, okay? Make pacts with them to keep short accounts. One of my dearest friends, Jeannie McEnroe, she's very thick-skinned. She would say that to me, Mary, you just can't hurt me. I'm very thick-skinned. But I would still go to her going, hey, did I say this? Did I do that? And she would always laugh. She always accepted she accepted my, hey, please forgive me. But she said I'd never actually offended her, which is great to know in a friend because other friends you can offend really easily, okay? So if your friends are very sensitive, as much as being thick-skinned, you need to be aware of, those are the people that I'm going to offend real easily. Live carefully with them, okay? It's not wrong for your friend to be easily hurt. Even if you're thick-skinned and you wish she was more like you, she's not. Like right now, she's just not. So even if it irritates you to apologize and to be humble, you need to do it, okay? As much as it depends on you. So I don't know. Let's see, Brady. Let's try this. We're on. Oh, we are. Thank you. Okay. So here's how I talk to someone. If their child or children had sinned or did something, I knew they'd want to know. Okay? So this whole area of kids is really a common way to get people's feelings hurt, for moms especially, to not believe the best, to be offended about who said what, and then what did that mean. So the interaction is going to look different. If it's a really good friend, a close friend, versus maybe a gal you're just starting to know, you're inviting her to church, she doesn't know about training her children or disciplining them, you're going to need to give more grace for the child's behavior and how you interact. But there are, because there's some things we just overlook in that scenario. But I highly recommend having friends who watch your children that you talk to ahead of time about it, to say ahead of time, here's what we're working on. So, man, if you see this or if that happens, tell me how my kids did. Otherwise, there's that mama bear, you know, that kind of gets stirred. So let them know ahead of time, here's what we're working on at home, and we would really like your input, okay? It still might be hard to say it, but if your friend does ask, then it opens up the conversation. If you, otherwise, you're like, how do I say this, right? Okay? So this is a scenario of a play date that didn't end well, okay? All right. Oh, I'm so glad David could come over today. Thanks. I did want to mention when the kids were playing, he had a lot of trouble sharing. And then he called the other kids' names, and then I tried talking to him about it, and he wouldn't listen, and then he hit Sally. So I knew you'd want to know about it, and I am here to help however I can.
Thank you so much for telling me about this. We've noticed him using unkind speech a lot, and we're definitely working on it at home. But man, here it is again. Mm-hmm. I'm sure sorry about that. I'd like to have him apologize to your kids and to you.
Okay, so even if your friend, and that's great, but if your friend has invited your input, there can kind of sometimes still be that awkwardness when you go to pick them up. So make sure there's lots of hugs, there's smiles, there we're in this together, because we're all embarrassed by our kids sometimes. We all kind of go, I can't believe my kid did that or said that, or but that's what you're in this for, is you're a family, you're helping each other with it, right? But if the play date ends and she's embarrassed or hurt, your friend might leave really fast and not even want to talk to you about it, even though she's asked for the input. So I would give her a couple days to process it. And if you don't hear from her, it could be a really good idea to call and check on her and just say something as easy as, you know, hey, I wanted to reach out and see how you're doing after our play date. I felt like it kind of ended quickly after I told you about David, and I wanted to make sure you were okay with what I shared. I did share it because you asked me to. And then that'll give her a chance to share how she's feeling, and then you can keep the conversation going. And that's just it. You want to keep the conversation going rather than just have their silence because you're assuming this, she's assuming that, and then Satan gets a foothold, right? Okay. So the fourth reason I would talk to someone is if someone said something to me that I couldn't overlook or forget, and it was affecting my relationship or my view of them. So sometimes there's actual sin. Like, it's not just your feelings getting hurt, but there was sin involved. Sometimes it is just your feelings. And that can be that's on both sides. Sometimes you need to overlook. You go, I'm just being sensitive, and I know that. He who overlooks an offense promotes love. I need to just do that. Other times you go, I don't want to be in the same room with her. I would never go to coffee with her. I would never hang out with her. I don't want to do anything if she's going to be there. That would be a red flag that you need to talk to her because there's absolutely no relationship there, okay? So this is a scenario of just some of us are chatting about trying to juggle everything that goes on at our home, okay? Just a group of women.
Well, too bad we all can't be the perfect wife and mother as you. We're not all cut out to be Mary Young.
So I'm laughing awkwardly, okay? And I did. I had to put me in these scenarios because I didn't know how to put somebody else in it. So, okay. All right. So I'm stewing on what she said, all right? So I meet with her face to face. I'm like, Andrea, thanks for meeting with me, okay? I had something I wanted to ask you about, and this is not easy for me, okay? I've been thinking about something you said, and I have not been able to let go of it. I'm sure you didn't mean it. I'm sure just the way it came across, but it did not land on me well. In fact, it hurt my feelings, and I wanted to get it right and ask you about it, okay? So when the three of us were talking and you made that comment about, too bad we can't all be the perfect wife and mother as you, and we're not cut out to be Mary Young, you know, I laughed because I didn't know what else to do, and it felt like you were making fun of me kind of in a backhanded way, and there didn't seem to be anything really nice about it. And I know you wouldn't mean to hurt me. I know. I wanted to keep short accounts and talk to you about it.
Well, of course I didn't mean it like that. I think you're just being way too sensitive. Sorry you feel that way.
And these things happen, you know? So you calm down, take a deep breath, and then you punch her. No, I'm just... No, you don't. You take a deep breath, okay? Well, Andrea, I'm sure you didn't mean it like that, but that's how it felt to me, and I needed you to understand that. You know, whether I'm being too sensitive or not, my feelings are hurt.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry you're upset. Like I said, didn't mean it.
And then there's just kind of an uncomfortable silence, okay? So not everyone, and this is the reality of it, not everyone is going to own their fault. Not everybody's going to ask for forgiveness. Some people don't know how. They just leave things hanging there, right? And sometimes you need to be patient with them. And when you can, ask for and give forgiveness. But like at this point, I tried to clear it up, and Andrea's clearly not hearing what I'm saying, right? I'm wounded. I'm sitting here hurt. She doesn't hear it. And she doesn't think she's culpable, right? So at this point, this is really just an opportunity for me to overlook what happened, and I'm going to promote love. I'm going to trust the Lord with it. It's an opportunity for me to see God grow the seeds that planted in our conversation, and for me to remember sometimes friendships just take patience. Maybe we're not going to be super close friends. Maybe this is going to be a hard thing, but it doesn't mean I'm not trying as much as possible, as far as it depends on me, to live at peace with her. It's just sometimes there's a little bit of working out that has to happen, okay? And that's okay. It doesn't mean you always do cartwheels when you're done, you know, yay. But you're working on it, and you're like, you know what? I tried, and I can trust the Lord with it, okay? Or I could talk to her, and it could go this direction, okay? And so I knew you wouldn't mean to hurt me, but since you did, I wanted to keep short accounts and tell you about it.
Oh, I am so sorry. That is not how I meant it at all. But I can see how you took it. And in all honesty, I wish I could be more like you when it comes to being a good wife and a mother. And my jealousy for how well you do it all came out in my speech. And that was wrong. And I'm so sorry. Will you please forgive me?
I forgive you. Yeah. Yay for forgiveness. So, okay. Round of applause. Yay. For Andrea. Yay. Okay. Okay. All right, we're just going to close up. Kind of fun to have some visuals, because then you go, okay, I can kind of see that happening. And I'm hoping those scenarios were helpful, just to think about it, to go, there's a keyword in there, there's something that I could think about that I could have in a conversation with someone. It's a place to start, because some of you have never had conversations like that, so you think, just give me a place to start. Some of you excel at these kind of conversations. But it's really important that we live in right relationship with each other, because we're going to sin against each other, we're going to hurt each other, but Satan does not need to get the foothold, okay? So, just a second. My pages got moved over. Just a second. Ta-da! Okay. I don't want us to be women who give way to fear. Don't not talk to someone because you're afraid. You can trust God. You can get counsel from someone about, should I talk to somebody about this? We need to trust God, because biblical correction, hard conversation, are good things to do. They restore. And the more you practice them, trust me, the more you practice it, the easier it gets, okay? You don't have to struggle quite so much when it happens. There are times things get kind of messy. They can get messier before they get better, but that's okay, because when that happens, you're already on the road to restoration. You're already working on it, and never not ask for help. Get somebody else involved if it needs to be, hey, could you help us work through this? There's never shame in asking for help, okay, in healing relationships. Love your friends enough to talk to them. God's blessing rests in our unity and in the restoration of our relationships. So let's pray, and then we've got some discussion questions, okay? Lord, thanks again for tonight. I thank you that you are at work. You have a plan, a good plan for us to live in relationship with each other. I pray again that every woman here tonight would take one nugget, one thing home with her that she could apply, that our relationships would honor you, they would glorify you. Lord, thank you so much that your ways work. Help us to be women who can obey and walk in faith. Lord, we commit the night to you and ask for these things in your son's name. Amen. Amen.